Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 213. Today is Saturday, April 25th, 2020. I am your host, Lita. And joining me this week over in this chair is my co-host, Chris. Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I am good. You're getting better at pointing.
I know. I don't know if you... I was like looking and the finger just like... And I'm like, yes, I've got the right way. I know. I'm so bad. I'm so sorry. It's, you know, again, I'm so used to being... Even after all this time, I'm so used to always, like, pointing the other way to go, oh, there's stone over there, and now I've got to go this way, and left and right is all over the place, so yes.
And today, no down, so now it's just...
And that's true. Well, the chat room, hang on, the chat room's over there. Down there, so, hey, chat room.
Everything's to the left. From the box to the left. All the things in the box.
That's it. That's another potential show title right there. So, yeah. So, hi, chat room. Welcome, everybody. Hi, Rude, Fester, Nisi. Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. As we really appreciate it. Not sure who else is there or who's lurking, but thank you. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate that today. As you can see, we've got no guests today. It's just Chris and I. So I think we can cover it.
Sweet, to the point, a few nords. All good.
It's where the party is, Nisi. That is exactly right. The party is here. So yes. But anyway, we will get right into it. We've got a few things to discuss today, and the other thing is we could potentially have a short show. I really shouldn't say that, because every time I say that it ends up not being so. Lita, shut up. Pretty much
bullet point Barbie, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Chris, let's see, how has your week been? Other than, I know IRL is crazy. I know that. I understand that. I hear you. I feel for you. I understand. But how's WoW been for you this week?
WoW has not been in my life a ton. Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed to still have a job because I work in logistics. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had a day off in over 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. My first one will be next Tuesday.
Yay!
Oh, booyah. I can't wait to sleep past. And I don't know how people do normal people hours, because this 8 to 5 is killing me. Please, good God, get me off to 8 to 5. Put me back at 2 a.m. because I don't know what to do with normal people hours. Mm-hmm. But so I didn't want to not be able to say anything today, because it's, you know, it's WoW Challenges show and all that. Mm-hmm. So I had a half day today. And came home and forgot that dailies had reset. So first thing I did was, I have a DK named Football. And I know, me and my names. I love my real name.
Seriously? Yeah, wow.
Football. Yep, Football. So I started her a few weeks ago, and I haven't been able to play at all. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I noticed that Paradin started one about 2 weeks after me. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he's like level 95, and I'm like, oh no, you're not beating me at least 110. So got home and I dinged her 110 right before I came to meet you. So I got the Dark Iron Dwarf Heritage Armor.
Yay!
Which is gorgeous.
Nice.
But I had restarted her. She was originally a gnome, because, mm-hmm, I mean, gnome DKs are just hilarious. Mm-hmm. But a dark iron with the glowing blue eyes, because they're a DK.
Oh, yes.
amazing.
Nice.
So I dinged 110 on her, and mm-hmm. then realized, I'm like, oh my God, wait, the dailies, because I do the dailies at like 2 a.m. every day mm-hmm. before I go to work. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't technically done today's because that'll be tomorrow's. And Pacifist was super, super close to her next level.
Yeah.
So I hurried up, got on, and I broke every rule I have because I will not play Pacifist ever after I've played another tune. Mm-hmm. Certainly not a blood DK where I'm like, come here, kill me.
Yeah.
My God, I gnored it again. Number three.
Three.
three. We're up to three. So took Pacifist out, and she was super, super, super close. So I dinged 108 literally 10 minutes before you called me so that I could actually say I did something in WoW mm-hmm. for challenge tunes this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got invite to Alpha. So yes. I know, I'm excited because I've had Alpha before. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ask you nearly as many questions as they do now as
yeah.
you're going along and progressing. So Tuesday when I have off, I'll actually spend a little bit of time mm-hmm. Investing in that. I really like how, you know, before I played too much Alpha and too much Beta for
yep.
what, one of the expansions. And I felt like I'd already played the whole game by the time it came out. But this time I'm kind of looking at it as with the new starting area, could somebody who has never played the game and wants to get into WoW, those are the kind of questions, right? You know, did this make sense and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
It's like, how fun that we are getting to be able to give some input on something mm-hmm. that we love so, 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 so much that yeah. We get to have that type of input as they're designing it that, yes, this is great. Might make sense to somebody.
Mm.
And so I'm approaching Alpha a little bit different this time. So
nice.
I'm going to spend a little time in it on Tuesday and go see what it's like.
Excellent. Well, that's really exciting. It was intriguing to me because when you said you would got all these questions and you're like, did you get these questions? And I'm like, no. So,
dude, mine was like yeah. a 15 minute survey on yeah. what I play, what class, what yeah. I think of this. Like, do I consider myself a profession person, a raid person?
Yeah.
A leveler? Am I there for social? I mean, it took me 15 minutes to answer the original questionnaire that put me into another batch,
Nice.
And now I see the WoW emails and I'm like, dude, you got to give me longer than the 30th to get through this. I'm working. That's all I do is work.
Yeah, well, that's intriguing.
Oh my God, Paradin's here. Hi, P, sorry.
Yeah, Paradin's here. Hi, Paradin. Yes, which is super exciting. You know, there's nothing like a little bit of rivalry, you know, between friends. You know, it just keeps everyone honest. It really does. So,
just still haven't found the gauntlet you threw down on Pacifist yet, but I know it's out there somewhere.
Considering you said, now, what did you say to me? You're like, hey, I just dinged 108. I've done some work. And then what did you say about 30 seconds or a minute after that to me? You're like, damn it, I've already dinged this week.
Yeah. Like, dang it, I should have left it for next week so it would actually have looked like I did something next week.
So, like, wait, yeah.
Dang it.
So that was pretty funny because you got two. Well, I mean, it's good. You got two levels this week. So as I said to you, yay, bonus level.
So I got to get another one so it looks like I'm doing something.
Yeah, so you'll have to push it. You'll have to push it for next week. So, but that's okay. Right. You know, it's Pacifist is all about chill and, you know, and that kind of stuff. The good thing is that we have got, you know, there is a world event coming up towards the end of the week that might yes. play off a little bit, which I'll talk about soon. Hi, Charming. So, you know, so that's very exciting. But again, congratulations on the Heritage Armor on your Gnome DK. That's super exciting. And that's very cute. So gnomes with blue eyes as DKs is very cute. I do agree. And 108 on Pacifist is amazing. Well done. That is great.
Thank you, Lovey.
And Alpha will be fun. Alpha will be an interesting, interesting time, I must admit. I'm still, like, finding my feet with certain things. So,
Right, because you're already into it.
Yeah, it is a little bit, it's a little bit crazy because I made the Iron Warlock last week? I made a Undead Warlock, which I'm playing as an Iron. I made the Night Elf Hunter, which I'm playing, well, I wanted to play as a... I was gonna play as a, what was I gonna play that? As a working man, that's right. But I died, and that was fine, and I thought, you know what, I'm not stuffing around, because I did Exile Island, that new zone, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going through all that again. I'm just gonna take the death, and we'll keep going. And I got the professions, and I'm just going to run on like a working man to see how all that goes. And this week, so I played a little bit on both of them, not a huge amount. I've been doing too much in retail to, like, there's so much going on. It's just crazy. It's like, where do I want to be? It's like over here, or up here.
Can I just... absolutely giggle over the fact that we get alpha access, and what is the first thing you do? It's gonna be buggy, it's gonna be glitchy, you're gonna fall through the floor.
Yeah,
somebody actually got escorted out of an area because they fell through something and shouldn't have been there, and I guess a GM showed up or something and said, move your butt. You go in and say, oh, I'll try it as an iron. Sure, why not? Let's just challenge Tune and then the alpha access.
Yeah.
The booyah, yeah. You go, girl.
Yep. And then I actually, I made a level 50 because I thought, well, hang on, let's see how level 50 plays as an iron on, you know, in the new zone. And I got so confused, and I couldn't find a vendor to get rid of my gear, so I logged off. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. Yeah, I know. So I was like, you know what? I'll go back to that. So, and I did notice that they've got the level 57 area. There's a new one. So I've got a couple of things that I want to test this week in the higher levels. So I kind of want to make some big girls, strip them down and just take them out and try killing mobs as a bloodthirsty, killing mobs as an iron, and just see how damage goes and that kind of thing. So I kind of want to...
finding a weed?
Yeah, just play around with it a little bit just to see how things are. Not necessarily looking at the new zones and exploring that. More just, you know, find a patch, kill stuff, let's see what the damage, you know, how hard stuff's gonna hit and all that. So more the technical, and try to close my eyes, you know, like just be like, okay, be focused vision later.
You can't get much more spoilery than being in alpha.
I was gonna say there's we all know how focused I get. So yeah, anyway, that's the plan. That's my plan with Alpha this week, is to test, you know, some of the big stuff and just see how that all goes. Exactly. Azzy, hi, Azzy. So we will see how that, you know, see how stuff spawns, see how, just to get a feel. I might just have to, if I can't find a vendor, I might just have to do them naked, like just strip them off and... just to get at least an idea to gauge. Because it's no use going out. Because I noticed when I logged in on the level 50 that I created, the level 50, there was like blues and all stuff. And it's like, yeah, no, I can't, you know, I can't go out killing stuff like that. So we might just have to strip off with what I've got and take her out naked, which...
Why not?
Yeah, it is what it is. So that's my plan this week. As to what I've done this last week, played the pacifist, of course, and my little baby gnome rogue. So this is now my baby. My baby Passy is now my gnome rogue. She hit level 29 yesterday, so we got a few more levels on her, which is good. I've just basically, new Tinkertown, Dunmore around and round, and dailies. So that's been pretty good. She's got sap and stealth. So I'm fairly happy with all of that on her. No real issues. I can't think of anything on. She seems to be going okay. Just trying to build up the rested because I did push her a bit this week. So, but other than that, she's going good. And as for the Tauren Druid, was doing really, really well. We were 2.5 bars from 82. Dead to 2 green tigers in the valley. Yep, my own stupid bloody fault. I was watching a padding tiger, so one of the green tigers. I was watching one of them, and I knew there was another one that was padding, but I didn't realize how far down it came. So I was watching the one go. It went. The other one I knew was away, but because I wasn't fully watching it, I didn't realize how close it came. I jumped down to get some ghost iron, got hit by it as I took off, and obviously I'm on a Tauren Druid, so we've got no shadow meld, no nothing. I took off and ran, tried to heal. The second tiger by that stage had aggroed, and I don't even remember the rest other than she lay in a field of flowers dead. So
irony.
Yeah, well, it was. And I honestly thought that if I lost a passy, didn't really matter what level, that I would have been in the fetal position for quite some time. But I wasn't. I was actually, I just kind of went, okay, that was interesting. Let's not do that again.
Girl passy.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
That would be a whole different
story. I would be on the floor under the desk just crying, sobbing. But I was just like, you know what? Okay, that's fine. My fault. I did not, I obviously wasn't particularly paying. I was in the zone for her being a mining, and I didn't have to go for that one. So anyway, it is what it is. I've taken her back to Shrine. I've left her there. I've decided I'm not going to delete her because she can be my bank toon horde side, because I have got some horde toons on there. So I'm not going to get rid of her. I might as well keep her as a bank toon. And I will re-roll. I haven't yet because I feel like I've just started. I've only just taken the gnome rogue from being a baby and pushing it through. So I'll probably give it another couple of days and before. I do want to try another Tauren Druid. So I definitely am going to do that, and we'll give it another go and see how we go. Because I really like to try to get one horde side, max level pacifist as well. So we'll see how it goes.
Just like that, your new gnome rogue baby girl Passy became big girl Passy.
Yeah, exactly. So, these things happen. And again, it is what it is. And a part of it is definitely my fault. And you die and you learn. And that's one of the biggest learning things, to accept that part of being like, damn it, you know, geez, I just, you know, if I'd been that split second, well, so what? I could have been all that. It wasn't. So learn from it, you know, and go again. So I will make another one and we will go from that. But other than that, I am, you know, I am enjoying doing the pacifist. Plus, we've still got the Winds of Wisdom buff. So yay, why not? Good time to make a pacifist. So we will
Although
do it
I
again.
I also blame the Tigers.
Yeah, the Tigers, those green Tigers are awfully nasty. So be very careful. Yeah, so that's the thing. Mrs. Rakguru, thank you. That's amazing. That's super awesome. Thank you so much for your support. We're truly, truly grateful. So thank you for that. So yeah, so pretty much that's been my week. Other than that, I've been on my big girl, my main, just working through rep stuff and all that crazy kinds of things. There's there's so many things going on in all aspects of normal and challenge turns, and there's so much to do. Sometimes you log in and you go, okay, who am I? What? Where do I want? I do. Yeah. So it's good. I mean, it's good that we have so much variety that we can choose from. And I haven't even spoken about Classic. I haven't even been into Classic this week. I keep meaning again, I keep running out of time to do
we
all these things.
Never run out of things to do in
this. Oh, damn this working.
Lottery, so, come on.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, so anyway, that's pretty much been my week and well. So it's not been too bad, but not been yeah. So we lost Passy Lita, but I'm sure Passy Lita D, who will be number 4, will be born at some stage. So so yeah. So watch this space. Ha ha. We will
More
see.
To come.
Yes, exactly. All right. Where is my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Awesome. Okay, we have got a couple of things, and I did mention this before. Return of Mac. Thank you. Subscribe for 2 months. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very sweet. We do appreciate it. So, heart you. Thank you so much. Children's Week is coming up. One of my most favorite world events. My most favorite. I mean, what more do you want? Get a whistle. Call a child at your command. and be like, here, go forth. Go, come with me. Follow me. I'll take you over here. I'll take you over there. Children's Week will start on May the 1st and go till May the 8th. Now, at this stage, we do not know if there is any new things that are happening this year. I'm expecting there's probably not. Give me a pet, please. Please, just give me another damn pet. Just something new. Just something, please. Please, please. Anyway, we will see. We will see what happens. Nisi, I'm sure, will be sorting out that write-up and get that on the website once we know what's going on, if there's any changes to it. Normally, you can expect, look, it's a week. It's bonus experience, so it's good. Obviously, no good for bloodthirsties. I know. No love for the bloods, we understand that, but it is what it is. However, your irons, your passies, your greens, your working mans, your tins, hello, go get yourself some bonus XP, go get yourself a pet that you could sell on the auction house, why not? So, so there's all those kinds of things that you can do. So we will let you know when that happens. Favorite Children's Week pet, Chris, what would you pick? I can already tell you what mine is. You want to know what mine is?
Yes, please, because I can't even think of a single one at the moment.
Okay, all right. There's many. There's obviously quite a few, but Egbert. Egbert is my
Egbert is adorable.
I don't know if you would remember, but it used to be, I can't remember if it was the very first time when Children's Week came out, but I remember a long time ago, in one of the Burning Crusades dungeons we were, and this was when Egbert would actually pull aggro, and we didn't know that at that stage.
Yes!
It did get changed, but we were in one of the dungeons at, where is it? Arcadone? You know, in the middle of, Arcadone, yeah. And it was one of those. It wasn't Shadow Labs. It was one of them. And I've got, you know, because I'm normally always got a pet out. There was, you know, anyone would think I love pets. I do. So I've got my pet out. I've got Egbert running around. I've got the group. Most, they're all my guildies, my friends. And Egbert's dashing here, there. We're coming up to the boss, and Egbert charges right towards the boss. We're all talking about the Strat, because we hadn't been there before, and Egbert takes off towards the boss, and all of a sudden, we've all got aggro, and we're like, what the hell's going on? And
Egbert
dead.
Is Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah. So that was a time when, yeah, and that got fixed. They don't pull aggro. There is nothing. Now, still every now and again, Egbert does that thing to me where he'll take off somewhere and all I think is, no, that's okay. It's all right. He's not going to pull aggro. So, yes, but I have that flashback for a moment of, you know, seeing that group wipe, and I can remember, and I mean again, we're going back, what's that, like 13 years ago, and it still feels like that happened like yesterday. Yeah, we were all absolutely cracking up once we realized, but it at the time we were like, how the hell did, who pulled it? Hang on, Egbert? What? No. No. And then you get the whole leader and your damn pets. Obviously, it wasn't said like that. There may have been a little bit of, you know, swearing involved. And I'm like, what? It's a pet. It's, yeah, so. Mr. Wiggles is very cute. They all are. There's not. I might be slightly biased.
I forgot how many cute pets there are with Speedy the Turtle.
The turtle is very cute. Yes.
And legs.
Legs are very cute. And again, look, if you've already got those pets, just a little tip from me to you, okay? Just saying, if you hang on to them for a little bit, wait till Children's Week's away, stick them up on the auction house, you might make yourself some serious gold. I'm talking, you know, sometimes 30k, like this and more, depending on which pet you pick. So sometimes that can be a, you know, when you go, which pet do I want, if you've got them all already, well, sometimes if you do a little bit of research, you might find that some of those pets are worth a little bit more, well, a lot more than some of the other ones. So, again, if you get
like
it on the challenge turn,
on all of them.
Yeah. So it's not a bad idea. If you get a pet on your challenge turn and you want to go and sell it on your challenge turn, not a problem. You can do that. So, and if not, if you don't have the pet and you want to learn it, you can learn it. That's okay. So again, you know, cutesy things, pets are good, pets are cute. So yeah, so Children's Week starts the first. So Super is like, when did we get to the end of April? Like, seriously, we're at the end of April. What is going on, people? Like, we are four months down, just about. Where is this year going? Mind you, wow, what a year. So, it's... whoa.
Can I get a redo, please?
Yeah, I know, right? It's just, like, unreal. Now, the other thing that we wanted to mention is, and we mentioned it last week, and we didn't know how it was going to go, but Blizzard decided they were going to be super duper and say, hey guys, we want to give you something really impressive. A buff. So here, have this. And it's called the Impressive Influence Buff. So the thing is, there's a couple of things. So if you're a level 110 or above, you will get the buff. If you're under, you don't get the buff, okay? So it only pertains to basically Legion and upwards to help with rep. It cannot be removed. So again, for all challenge toons, 110 and above, say thank you to Blizz for rep. And as much as rep isn't a huge thing that we go for a challenge toon, getting some of those 16 slot bags is always nice when you hit, what is it, revered with certain factions. You know, there are things that a faction with the rep might give you that you're like, sweet, you know, I'm quite happy to get that. So, you know, again, it cannot be removed. I double checked on a couple of toons to make sure, and it definitely showed for only any toon over from 110 up. Anything under, there was no buff. So so at least that is, you know, so that is something for that. And of course, we've still got the Winds of Wisdom buff that is going around that Blizzard gave to us. That's like, here, have some bonus stuff, go forth and have that, which we know we cannot remove. And again, I noticed that quite a lot of people are utilizing that. And I've seen with the leveling of how the leveling's been over the last week or so, which is great. Like, why not? Go for it, guys. We can't do anything about it. So utilize it. Utilize it in the best way that you can. Level your toons, which is good. Okay, thank you, Blizz. Exactly, Charming. That is the best way to go. Say thank you very much. Because it's not often. It's not often that Blizzard gives everyone something and we can say, hey, as a challenge toon, we normally would be like, nope, you know, right click it off, take it away, but these we can't. So yep, have at it, I say. All right, now let's have a look. Let's see how our week in the state of the challenges has been. So, Chris, do you want to start off with the irons for me, please?
Yes, our irons. And apologies in advance for everybody I will butcher. Number 10, Iron Bubble. Bubble's one of my favorite words. Level 71. And number 9, we have Lyrianna at level 76. In 8th, we have 98, who is 87. Number 7, we have Janglerb at 88. Number 6, Iron Star, level 93, RIP. Number 5, we have Ferroliric at 105. Number 4, we have
Double XP. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh boy, because mine was not going to come out anywhere near that. At 106, number 3, we have Azzy. Big hugs, Azzy. 110 RIP. That one hurts. Number 2, what a wonderful name. Excellent at 111, and number 1, Silly Stir at 114.
Nice. It's yeah, there's some really good names around. Again, you guys confound me with names that you pick up from stuff, and there's some really good ones, which is fantastic. Okay, let's look at the bloods for this week. So we have got at number 10, we have got, look at this, look who it is. It is the man himself, Hunter Zortz, at level 41. Go Zortz! At number 9, we have got Zaya Bicky. It looks like Bicky. Zaya, I'm sorry if I butchered it, but it looks like Zaya Bicky. It's like, are you tasty? Tasty Zaya. At 43. Number 8 is BT Taco. Yes, it's a taco tune. At 46. Number 7 is Blood Cell at 50. Number 6, and look, he's in twice this week. Oh my gosh, Luck Zortz. Wow. I know, at 64. Go Zortz. Number 5 is Nisi at level 70. Number 4 is Iron Man Faf at 75. Go, that's, yeah, is that Brittle? I think that's Brittle. Number 3 is Goshteed. Now, they are 101. They are yellow flagged. Kills granting experience is too low. So they haven't done enough killing of mobs. Because, again, you've got that trigger on that. No, I'm pretty sure it's someone. Anyway, Nisi. Yeah. It's all good. However, speaking of Nisi, look who it is. Of course it would be Nisi also in here at number 2 and number 1. So number 2 is Soul Snuffer at 103. And number 1 is Soul Stoned at 115, which is your Warlock, not Brittle. Path is different, pretty sure. I thought, or was it Never Died? I thought that was in particular. Anyway, words are hard, people.
Words are hard.
The Warlock's going Nisi 5 levels. That is fantastic. Snow.
Soul stoned, everybody.
Soul Snuffer. No, the one that I always get wrong. Jeez. Soul Snuffer is what class is that again? I'm just trying to remember. Is that a priest? I can't remember. Anyway, 103 and 115. That is fantastic, Nisi. Is the disc priest. Thank you. I thought it was, but I couldn't remember. Fantastic. So, well done. Look at that. No bloods and RIP. So yay, go bloodthirsties. And I've been slack and naughty leader. Need to get back to bloods. Anyway, pacifist. Go for it, Chris. Who have we got?
Pacifist. In 10th, we have Plowster at 60. At number 9, we have Awesome Bloomster at 75. Number 8, Passy Lita, 81, RIP, Inner Field of Flowers. Number 7, I know. is it Passive on 6? 84, RIP? Mm-hmm. Wow, rough week for pacifists. Mm. Number 6, Ashes Passy, 87. Number 5, Liskoska, mm-hmm. at 88. You edited it as we were going. Uh-huh. It used to say pacifist 107. Now it says pacifist 108.
We're making up to date.
You know what? On the fly. We got this. Number 3, Ferris Sky, 111. Number 2, Nacelle at 112. And number 1, Silent Herber, 116.
Look at those numbers on the pacifist. Isn't that amazing, though? Those numbers is fantastic. So, again, you know, passive on 6, whoever's that tune is, again, commiserations. I feel for you so much. But that pacifist list is fair. I always think, and next time I get fair on, actually, I will ask you this one, fair. But she must be so excited because we know she is the pacifist queen, and to look at that list and to hear that list every week, I think that must truly bring her so much joy. And look at us playing pacifist. Fair. You rock. You rock, girl. I tell ya. Yeah, we're slowly roping them in. Absolutely. That's amazing. Laying in a field of flowers. I was Peridon. It looked like she was asleep. I did a really cute screenshot. I tweeted it out. And it's just...
gotta go. It's a good way to go.
It's just like she's just laying there, not picking any flowers.
Just gave us a show title.
Yeah, I don't know. Not in Good Time is a damn good show.
I don't know if he was here quite yet for that.
I know. I write it down. Laying in a field of flowers. Okay. I'll write it down and we'll see. Yes. All right. Okay. So Tins. Let's have a look. So Tins this week. We didn't have many people playing Tins. We had at number five. We've got Hexorexy at 32. Number four is Talon at 33. Three is LFG at 49. Two is Iron Grimmy at 54. And number one on our tins is Zaya Rally. Hit 120 with four nice deaths. So well done, Zaya got there on his tin. Now I'm just trying to remember, was Zaya Rally the... I'm just trying to think. Was that the contest turn? Zaya, I don't know if Zaya's in the chat room. I'm just trying to remember. I'm having a Zaya mental blank. So I've got a feeling. Wasn't anyway, someone might be able to let me know. Anyway, congratulations. And obviously, being a tin, tins have deaths. But Zaya only had four deaths, which is... that all gets recorded as to the amount of deaths. And but well done, Zaya's got a 120 tin. So congratulations on that. And yes, so let's have a look at our greens. We know people have been very busy with the greens this week, which is fantastic. Oh, charming.
Thank you.
Hearts. Chris and I both. You can't see Chris's heart, but there's mine. There we go. Mine's thank purple. You. Exactly. Two hearts. Thank you so much for the bits. Appreciate that. All right. So greens. Can you do the greens for me, please?
Greens. Number 10, we have Farron at 44. Number 9, we have... Kilira at 48. Number 8, Lano Green, level 55. And number 7 is Cronus at 65. Number 6 is Feralissa at 71. Number 5 is Crones at 75. 4 is Farahope at 78. Number 3 is, I'm guessing, Tamira at 79.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Avana, 87. Who is red flagged for the mm-hmm. killing blow percentage being too low, not enough kills to qualify as a green man.
And it's red flagged. So red flagged is like you can't flip a red flag. So done.
Nope. So yeah, sadly, that one is done.
Yeah.
And number one, we have Greety. What is this?
Greety. Greety. Twee, greet.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay.
Level 89. Way to go.
Greet. Greet eat. Yeah.
Greet eat.
Greet eat.
We'll go greet eat.
Yeah.
89.
Yep. Exactly. So well done on our greens. And again, you know, it's really good to see the lists and see everyone leveling. And a lot of people have really taken to the green challenge, which is fantastic, guys. But I know another challenge everyone has been really embracing, which has been our working man. So let's have a look at those. So we only had 9 this week, which is at number 9. We've got Hurricane at 16, which is Nobby.
Nobby.
I was going to say, Nobby's going again. Number 8 is Workin' at 19. Number 7 is Workin' Rora at 22. Number 6 is Glendixt at 26. Number 5 is Fairy Work at 30. 4 is Lurkst at 35. Number 3 is Not Knee C at 35. And at number 2 is Ferrarona at 69. Go fair. And number 1 is Zaya Wallock at 72. That's interesting with the greens. I'm wondering, I thought Rogue Slayer had lost one. Had Rogue Slayer lost one last week? Maybe that's what it was. So I noticed that she was on a... because I know she's embraced the working man and the greens quite well. So I saw her on and I was like, oh no, Rogue Slayer. What's happened? So yeah. And again, another person who is, you know, picks herself up and goes again, which is amazing. She is a absolute, just a veteran when it comes to get right back on that horse. Let's go again. No time like the present. So, all right, our teams. Let's have a look at the teams. We have got some iron teams this week. Who have we got, Chris?
And number 4, we have Cowboy Jamboree at level 10.
Love it.
And number 3, love the same, Glitterberries at 11. Number 2 spot is taken by Twigs at 26. And number 1, Against All Odds, level 48.
Nice. And there was no blood teams, all green teams this week. Don't know if the API is a bit balky. Yes, Against All Odds is Rud and Winema. So congratulations, guys. 48.
Oh, Rud.
Well done. That is awesome. Again, just want to make the point. I made the point last week. If you pick some name that is offensive, racist, inappropriate, if either admin or the mods find that it is inappropriate or offensive, it will be changed. Okay? So, and we will pick some name that will be super cutesy. So, again, just to reiterate that we'll get all the teams' names do get looked at. So, okay, so looks like it's been a very busy week. Well done, everyone, leveling. Everyone's been very busy. RIP to those that we've lost this week. We've lost a few biggies, and obviously to everyone that on the list, that if you've lost your tune this week, commiserations. Hugs all around, everyone. Let's just have a quick group hug.
Hugs,
and yeah, get back on the horse and we'll go again. Okay, so let's try it again, which is what we do. We keep going. We can try again. Okay, who we got? Lurs is here. Yes, we have got a beautiful voice. I love listening to this voice of wonderful Chris. It's nice to
talking about you.
No one likes to hear this voice. This voice is, I think the throat's starting to go anyway. Oh, I tell you, all the talking. Social distance, yes, we do need to keep social distance, even in game.
Oh, over there.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's some fun. What's Ruth say? I only serve the coffee. She does the killing. Nice. Ruth, you just, sometimes all you can do is just feed the coffee. Like, that's what I get. You give me coffee, just let me do my thing. Like, just bring the coffee. That's what I say. So, totally understand. Oh, no masks required here. Exactly. Except if you're doing a vision. God, I hate those things. Have I mentioned how much I hate those things? Anyway. Yes, exactly. All right, let's do the chit chat. Where is our chit chat? Let's play this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
Oh, Zorts. Oh, such a good bumper. Love that one. All right, okay. Speaking of good bumpers, let's do this one. We always love to start chit chat. Well, we have to. It's tradition. Here we go. Here's the bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, I love that bumper.
Makes me laugh so much. All right, go for it. It's yours. Take it away.
Well, and I don't want to raise expectations here, but I am not Lita, and I will read these the second I get on because I happen to love Azzy's puns. And the nort I had over this one was gold.
Okay.
Yeah. Azzy, gold. Yeah. From Azzy, a man dies after falling into a giant coffee vat. His wife told reporters he didn't suffer. It was instant. See? Nope, Nort. Like instant coffee. That was brilliant. A coffee pun.
That's
gold.
That's good.
Gold.
That was really good, Azzy. And yes, okay, it was, because maybe it's coffee, but that was really good. I love that one. Very gold. Absolutely. So good. Oh my god, my cheeks are sore. I'm smiling and laughing. That was...
It was instant.
That was awesome. Actually, let me play it. Hang on, I haven't played it. Let's do it.
Coffee is my blood.
Gold.
Absolutely. Thank you, Azzy, as always. We do appreciate and thank you for sending the puns in. It's nice to have... a little laugh. Well, a little or a big laugh every week. So thank you. Thank you, Azzy, so much. Appreciate that. Okay. Now, Laura's just sent some bits. Thank you. That's very super sweet. Thank you very much for that. That's truly appreciated. Alrighty. Now, we did get another one. This is from Dave DeHunter. Dave sent in, I was going to give him a nasty look, but he already had one. Thanks, Dave. That's
I needed these giggles.
That was good. But Azzy's gold. Gold, buddy. Loved it. That was awesome. Absolutely. Oh, so funny. I don't know. I think that would have to be my favorite. No, I don't know. That and the potato one. Still think the potato one was pretty damn good. That was a really good one too, Azzy. The one that went on and it just kept rolling into like funny. That was quite good. But yeah, coffee is good. So thank you everyone. I do appreciate it. Everyone's chat room's like cracking up. That's good.
Right? I like Stir's comeback. You see Stir's comeback?
What was that? Where are we?
Guild coroner had to filter. so good!
Stir, you're in the wrong line of business, I tell you. Oh, dear Lord, could you imagine if Stir and Azzy actually, like, came together on a joke collaboration?
Yes, all day. I can imagine, all day. Please,
oh,
keep the words going.
Dear Lord, oh, maybe we might have to keep that for something special, guys. Maybe, you know, anniversary show, maybe. Maybe you could come up with something cool. Anyway, awesome. Alrighty, I was going to mention something else. What was I going to mention? I've completely... No, it's gone.
Laughed it away.
I laughed it out of my brain. It's gone.
It all hits ya.
Oh, anyway. Okay. All right. Can you take... We did have a question. Can you take that?
Yeah. So Iron Man Path
yes.
asked for Bloodthirsty and Green Man. Are we allowed mm-hmm. to use gear that gives a bonus when mm-hmm. many pieces of the set is worn, like the Fell Iron Plate set? And Stur answered him and said, yes, you can wear any green items in any combination. In is using a green item like a trinket to give a temporary buff allowed? You are allowed to wear the item. However, you should never use the on use mm-hmm. of the special ability.
Exactly.
So wearing okay, using not okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So great. And again, great question, because obviously your Bloodthirsties and your Green Man can wear green gear, and it's, you know, sometimes you can get what was it? The Fell Iron Plate set. You get like 3 or 4 pieces and it gives you a little bit extra. And, you know, a lot of times, like, why not? I think you get them off the auction house. I don't think they're a vendor one. I think it's buy them off the auction house from memory. It's been a little while since I've been on my warrior Slack. I know. Leader, you are so slack. Be so busy.
Oh, my warrior mog is slap.
It is a bit like that. Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right. So what have we got from the chat room? Let's have a look. How many bits do I need to become bit leader? I'm on mobile and you can't see. Honestly, I don't.
She took care of it. She's already bit it.
Okay,
she's
I was gonna say you got that. You got learns. You got it. You got it. Hey, leader, it's hot for shots. Hey, Doxy Jew, but where is Stone? Stone is retired as such. So, Stone's still around. He's still part of the WoW Challenges. Admin, but yeah, the podcast is all me, and I rotate with various people, and this week I've got Chris, which is fantastic. Chris is one of our mods, which I'm super excited to catch up with Chris. So again, thank you to everyone that asked to come on, whether you're a guest or a co-host, guys. Thank you, I do appreciate it, because I really don't want to be doing this by myself every single week. Like, you know, how boring is that? No one needs to see that, guys. No one does.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. Trust me. Okay. What's behind my chair? Oh, my crawl. It's a hat. It's a cap. It's my koala. It's a koala. Look. So
it's a drop bear.
It's yeah, it's like a little koala hat. So yeah, hang on, it's on the wrong way. So it doesn't like, normally I wouldn't have it over my headphones, but being that I'm an Aussie, I am Australian, exactly. That's my little koala. So yeah, and Stone always called, well, I sent years ago when Stone went to BlizzCon, I sent him over a little koala bear, because I was like, well, I can't go. Can you take the koala and utilize that, like, as a symbol of leader? So I became, it was leader koala for quite some time, and he still has leader koala behind on his bookcase somewhere. And he would take around and he would get photos of Leader Koala being drunk in a tree, and I'm like, Stone, I don't even drink. Like, I don't drink, guys. I don't drink at all, except coffee, obviously. And he would have me, you know, like, with a beer and, you know, hanging out, got asleep in a tree somewhere. So, yeah, so if you ever go back, I think on his Twitter feed, there's photos of that. He had fun running around taking photos and getting photos with Leader Koala, the little koala bear, which is awesome. And then I think he took it the second year. And then the third year is, guess what? I went. So we were there together, which was fantastic. That bear knew how to party, exactly, Nisi. I really think, though, you know, it was led astray by quite a few people at BlizzCon. So that's the fun bit on that. You need to wear that hat at all the times. It's no, Lawrence, look, it is all fluffy, and as much as it is cute, it is all like woolen and very hot. It is actually really hot to wear it. So yes, but it is. That's why I put it on the back of the chair, so those little eyes peek over the top and they be watching, which is what that is. Okay, anything else that I've got to mention? Anything else? I think we're good. I don't see anything else. Okay. I guess, well, there is one bit of news before we finish off that I did want to mention. It's not a big deal or anything, but did want to say that something happened this week, and I got engaged. So, yeah, so just letting you guys know. Booyah. Yeah, a little bit crazy, I know. But, yeah, it did happen. So, yes. So just letting, like, some people knew. And, yeah, it happened. For those of you that don't know, there would happen to be someone in the community, and it would be execute. So yeah, so we got engaged, which is, again, yeah, that happened. It is a thing. So yeah, so news, there you go. Thank you, guys. That's it. We will now wrap up, I guess, the show. Thank you. Didn't want to make a big deal. But I figured I would, you know,
you're going to share your happy.
Let you know, because I'm sure there'll be people that would be like, oh, what's going on? So it's a big deal. Oh, fair. Thank you. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. We will not do. Why did I share it at the end? Well, because it's like a chit chat thing, you know, it's just like, yeah, could have been a celebration stream. Well, it could have, but, it's, you know, it's all good. We're here to celebrate the challenges, and as much as challenges is a big part of, especially like our lives, it's still, you know, it's just one of those things to share with you. So yeah, so we've shared. There you go, guys. So you know. So thank you. And you never know. So anything, we might have a celebration stream, you know, maybe coming up. Who knows? We'll see. There's just too much. There's always things to think of. Alrighty. Anyway, we've done all the news. Let's do all that. Let's say some thank yous to our wonderful, wonderful Iron Elite. So, Chris, I will get you to do the list of fabulous people, please.
Yes, but first, can I say congratulations to you both. Adore you both to pieces.
Thank you.
I cannot think of two people better suited for each other And all of us love and adore you, appreciate you, and wish you both all the happy in the world.
Thank you. Heart you right back, girl. So thank you very
much. Heart you dearly. This is my S fam. Okay. So, Iron Elite. I do not have Zortz's talents, and one of these years, she's going to make me a bumper that's literally just going to be Zortz naming these names so that it sounds really, really good and entertaining, but all you get is me. So, we have Iron Elite. These are the people we would like to thank you. You give freely, you give your time, you give in support, it keeps the servers running. Thank you truly for everything that you guys do for us. We have Alejandras, Asley Lun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landings 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Negus, Keyvamp, Lisan, Martin, Mr. Bright 01, have to scroll, pause. I need a bigger screen. Mr. Bright 01. She's like, that's not a name.
I was like,
Mrs. Rock Guru. Have to pause 01. Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mirrors Charming, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Return of the Mech, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tula Barden, Ulminia, Wynema, Zaya, and Zortz.
That was awesome. That could be a potential show title right there. Have to scroll. All one word. I got an easy Scott. Have to scroll. Put that down.
Yep, have to scroll. No support.
Oh, hang on. Why is that decided to? Audio decide to go really wacko, thankfully, right at the end. Thank you. Thank you, voice meter. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yes, have to scroll. There we go. I'll put that one in. That's funny. But again, to all the Iron Elite, thank you so much. The contributions, your Twitch subscriptions, PayPal, Patreon donations, everything goes towards the website and things that we do. So thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Now, from Stir, Stone, and myself, we would like to, as I know I say this every week, but again, without these wonderful, amazing people in our lives, my life in particular, because it does make it so much better. But the mods for all the things that you guys do, thank you. Thank you so much. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you guys, because again, helping maintain things, helping look after things, keeping, you know, keeping the discords and the questions and helping me and all of that. It's heart you all. It's truly appreciated. So thank you. Thank you so much. To Alminia for all the things that he does. Thank you. Still working through the wonky API that is all the things and working on the website as he's doing. So, Alminia, thank you for what you do. And to you guys, to hanging out, being here in the chat room, listening to the podcast. Again, without you guys being here, playing the challenges, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you for just coming, hanging out, supporting the show, supporting the website. Truly, thank you. Thank you all. So thanks for that. Now, I will be back next week. So next week will be Saturday, May the 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. So same place, same channel, same time, just different day. However, next week we will have a guest. It will be Star. He will be joining us next week. And for those of you who don't know, that is Iron Starfall, our newest iron. I think he leveled an iron within the last month or so, got to max. So he's going to come and have a chat. So he's fairly new. We've not spoken to him before. So super excited to hear how his journey with Iron Starfall went. So looking forward to that. Now, don't forget, for all of the things, please pop over to the wowchallenges.com website. You will find Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel. So if you want to check all those, all the links are there. If you would like to download and listen to the episode, check out Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact me or contact the show, if you've got questions, you want to send in a pun, any of those things, please send an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you?
Puns. We love puns. Puns.
We
love
do.
Puns. I'm boring. I'm on Twitch. No, I'm not. I'm on Twitter. I'm not even on Twitch. Well, okay, I'm mod all over the place on Twitch, but I'm not on Twitch. I am on Twitter at It's Chris W. Otherwise, you will find me pretty much living in Challenges Discord. I may be quiet, but I'm there. And Paradin's Discord. Other than that, just feel free to message me. And, oh, God. Yeah, he's right. You can find Chris at work.
Thank you, Paradin. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Hot.
Yes. So... yes, if you're not at work, then you're probably asleep, which I could understand that too. Yes. Alrighty. Now, don't forget, you can find, if you want to find out all the things from me, check out Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, as well as Stone. And I have another podcast that we do called Adventures in Azeroth. We have a lot of fun over there, just talking normal WoW stuff, screenshots. We're in the world of Azeroth.
Oh, that one was so good.
I tell ya.
Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare stop doing that. That was hilarious.
Sometimes the things we do, we just, anyway, I mean, it's just crazy. So check that out. We have a lot of fun. Absolutely. All right. Now, other than that, I think we've got a couple final thank yous. Can you do those for me, please?
I absolutely can. So we want to thank, big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. And I have to say, I love the intro so much that every single time, I know you guys are all going to be shocked, we get to the pacifist part, every single time I laugh. The way he did, yeah, just absolutely love it. It's like, pacifist. You can find him on Twitter at Marconin Wow. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Thank you. Absolutely. Two amazing friends, and for helping us out. Again, thank you. So show them some love, and pop over and check out their things. And you know what? That's how we need to say pacifist every time we read out your name on the pacifist list. From pacifist. Now on. Pacifist!
Yes!
From
exactly.
Now on. From now on. That's it.
We'll have a Nort counter. We're saying it like that.
Yep.
I'm taking over. Look at
That's it. That's it. Absolutely. Who have I got on next week? Whoever's doing pacifist, I'm telling you, is right now. That's what you're doing, okay? Oh, so much fun. So much fun. All right, guys. Well, we are done. So, again, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for the subs from Return of the Mac and Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you guys for that. Fantastic. Thank you for the bits. Charming learns. Again, you know, the support, guys. Again, thank you. Thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. Really is. Hanging out, guys. All right. Well, we will catch you next week. Please, in the crazy world that our times are at the moment with the virus and that, please, everyone, stay safe. Wash your hands. Stay at home if you possibly can. If you can't, if you have to work, like Chris and I, please stay as safe as you can while you're at work. We want... we want you all to be able to get home and play your challenge tunes and enjoy your life and your family and your friends. Life will get back to normal eventually. At the moment, we deal with this and it'll be gone, okay? And things will get back to some normalcy in the future. So please stay safe, okay? Other than that, we will see you next week. Chris, thank you for today. Thank you. Mwah. Mwah. All right, guys. Thank you, Buridan. Thank you, guys. Have a great one. We will catch you next week. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.